Hey, it's me, Sean. Here on Something Shifted, we know all too well how stress can change your life and the way you respond to those around you. And when those day-to-day stresses build up, this can create some pretty nasty side effects. In episode 3 of season 2, I speak with award-winning, best-selling author Noah Belling, a psychotherapist and corporate consultant. Now, Noah holds a master's degree in somatic, that's mind-body, psychology through Naropa University. And she has 2 decades of experience as a presenter of talks and workshops in the corporate sector in support of mental health and well-being, as well as a psychotherapist in private practice working with adults. Her latest book, Stress Less: Managing Anxiety in a Modern World, is packed. It's essentially a toolkit designed to help us calm our nervous systems and manage our stress levels. Now, Noah has very kindly recorded a few of her stress-less tools for us to refer back to when we're feeling that overwhelm start to build. For the next few minutes, try and focus on Noah's voice alone and see how this practice works for you.
Change your posture to change your mind. Here is a stress-less tip that you can use in a matter of seconds, and this one even while driving. It uses the idea that our posture influences our state of mind and is something that is best experienced rather than believed simply by virtue of what I'm saying. So let's give it a try. Slouch your posture for a moment. Close in, hunch over. Perhaps pick up a little bit of tension in a part of your body. And now try to feel happy. How did that go? Now right your posture. Perhaps press down into your sitting bones to help you sit up taller if you're sitting, or press down into your feet to help you stand taller if you're standing. Raise your head up high. Perhaps take a nice deep breath. And now try to feel sad. How did that go? Our feedback from our bodies to our brains is incredibly powerful. There's a lot more of our nervous system running from our body to our brain, simply by virtue of the size of our body compared to our brain. We are hardwired to have our posture make a very big difference in how we feel. Research shows us the difference between contracted postures and low self-esteem that can come with us, and a whole chain reaction of decisions that we might make from that place that are not necessarily good for us, as compared to a neutral or an expansive posture. Our contracted postures really link with our feeling worse about ourselves, and that our more expansive postures are linked with confidence, even if we're faking it till we make it. The same parts of our brain fire up when we sit tall as if we were naturally confident. Give it a try. If you're driving, or if you're sitting waiting for a meeting, sit tall. Avoid being tense in your tallness. You don't need to prove a point with this. Simply relax, find the ease in your uprightness, hold your head up high, take a nice deep breath, and notice what opens up in your mind, in your body, in your confidence levels. Try it for yourself, changing your posture to change your mind. This tip is really great for when you're feeling anxious. Anxiety can have us swallowed into ourselves, holding tension in our bodies, closing in around our chest areas, holding our breath. A simple tool like this to unfold your posture, to be more upright, to open up your breathing, to hold your head up high, might not remove what you are feeling anxious about, but it certainly can help you feel like you're able to rise above it, that you're able to think in a clearer way, that you're able to be strong enough to deal with whatever the challenge is that you are facing. And with that in mind, you can decide what to do next.
Listen to my full interview with Noah Belling right here on Something Shifted, or move on to another bonus episode as Noah continues to guide us through a different tool from her book, Stress Less: Managing Anxiety in a Modern World. Available online and in all good bookstores now. You can find plenty more episodes of this podcast on your favorite player. Please consider leaving a positive review to help others find this show. Subscribe right now and never miss another story of hope and resilience. You can also find us online at somethingshifted.co.za or find me on the socials at Sean Lewitz. Until the next time, keep shifting.